Hey, this podcast replay is brought to you by VSS West Pines, your one-stop shop for any and all vape and smoke shop needs. When knowledge counts, call 954-613-3367 or visit on social media at VSS West Pines.
Those days with Montana, they had a plan in place, Steve Young. And when they got rid of Peyton Manning, we talked about this last week, they had Andrew Luck in place. So you had the successor and somebody that was considered, you know, a great quarterback in the making, because that's what Steve Young was considered, and that's certainly what Andrew Luck was considered. So that's why you move on from Hall of Famers like Peyton Manning and Joe Montana. But you look at the what Belichick's doing. What Belichick's doing is with a lot of arrogance. Think about that, okay? Because you don't have a successor in place. Brian Hoyer is not a successor. I'm sorry. And as much as I like Jarrett Stidham, okay, because I was out there telling you I like Jarrett Stidham as a project guy in the third day of the draft, and they ended up taking that project guy. You know how we talk about the Davidson kid from Princeton or maybe even Morgan from FIU? You know, his project guys, Taylor from Iowa, you know, those kind of guys that they have NFL skill sets, but can you fine-tune them and can they become those kind of guys? That's the unknown. So Stidham is one of those guys that I like a lot. Now, that doesn't mean he's going to be the guy or anything like that, but now you're going into a season with that guy as your quarterback. And Brian Hoyer has never been the answer, never will be the answer. So there's a level of arrogance that my system will create the quarterback. That's what he's telling us. Okay? If you're going to go into a season with those three guys at quarterback, then you're telling me that you have, you know, confidence in Cody Kessler, Brian Hoyer, and Jarrett Stidham to be the guy. Or that you just need a guy to do what you need to get done out there on the field. And let me tell you something. He might be 1,000% right. We'll see. I don't believe he is. And like I told you guys, you know, I've been around a while now, and I've watched even great coaches lose their fastball. I think that's what we're going to watch here. I really do. And I think Tom Brady has masked a lot of that. A lot of people think it's, you know, the coach making the quarterback and the player. I think it's a little bit of both. I think the coach no doubt helped make the player, but the player helped the quarterback make his life a lot easier. And we're going to see. If he can do it with the Jag at quarterback, then I'm going to be impressed. I'm going to be extremely impressed. But that team wasn't as good as we thought it was going to be last year with Tom Brady. And now you lost a whole bunch of people in free agency. So you've got to turn over that roster and overcome a Hall of Fame quarterback or, as I mentioned before, the GOAT. If you can overcome that, Bill Belichick, then hats off to you, man. You deserve all the props in the world for doing that. I mean, there's no way you can argue with that.